Now, even if you find the mere mention of politics a complete turn-off, it can't have escaped your notice that the week after next, we've got elections taking place, not only for the European Parliament, but also local councils across England and Wales, including Brentwood and Basildon. And I'm joined now by not one, but five politicians, all of them Brentwood Borough councillors. But before you rush for the off switch, they're not here to talk politics or about the elections, but something that they're putting aside their differences and coming together for, to raise some money for one of our local charities. Good morning to all of you.
Morning.
Morning.
Now, I think the best
morning.
Way... Good morning. I think the best way of doing this is if you each introduce yourselves. Let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Mike Lisurf. I'm the leader of the Labour group on Brentwood Borough Council and ward councillor for Brentwood South.
Yep, I'm David T. I'm the ward councillor, Conservative, for Worley Ward.
I'm Russell Quirk. I'm a Brentwood First member and I represent Hutton North.
I'm Julie Morrissey. I work with Mike on the Labour group and I'm ward councillor for Brentwood South.
I'm Roger Keeble, the only independent in Brentwood Council. I represent the Tipps Cross ward.
So we've got the full range of representation of Brentwood Borough Council, I think, at the moment.
Lib Dem, you're missing?
Oh, yeah. We're missing a Lib Dem. How could I forget the Lib Dem? I
don't know. It's not hard. Oh, sorry, we're not political now.
I think that's about as political as we want to get. As I say, we're not talking politics this morning. It's actually the nuclear rush mud run that you're all involved with in one way or another. Talk about that in just a little while. But you're doing it for the Fitness in Mind project. I know it's something that we've talked about quite a lot here on the station. Just remind us what Fitness in Mind is all about. Who wants to take that? Mike, do you want to?
Yeah, sure. The Fitness in Mind project, which is based here at the Brentwood Centre, it's a 6-week fitness programme for people aged between 18 and 25 years. And I think it's a really great idea to bring people together for something like health and fitness and supporting people through getting fit rather than just focusing on their other issues.
Because it's this idea that healthy body, healthy mind type thing, that physical and mental fitness pretty much go hand in hand.
Yeah. Everything's intertwined and it sounds like a great project. It's going to be running through the summer, I think.
Now, obviously, it's something that you're all supporting. How did you get involved with it? David T, how did
I got involved with it way back when Highwood Hospital was being redeveloped, and they opened a drop-in centre there, a brand-new drop-in centre, which Brentwood Borough Council helped to support. And it was the year I was mayor. I wasn't asked to open it, but I was asked to attend. And the chap who opened it was Alistair Campbell, Tony Blair's press officer and public relations. And I queried why he would come, and he said when he was a journalist on the Daily Mirror, he suffered a mental breakdown. And whereas if he'd had a streaming cold, his colleagues would say, well, for goodness sake, go home, deal with that, do something. Basically, they said to him, goodness sake, pull yourself together, what's going on? And he realised that mental health has been certainly from my generation, the poor relation of the health all the way around. Mm-hmm. So I just really wanted to get involved.
Alistair Campbell's certainly been a quite a good advocate for mental mental well-being issues, hasn't he? Because he's been very public with his own experiences.
Then I had the privilege just recently of putting a motion that made it possible for every single borough councillor to come on board and commit themselves 100% as Brentwood Borough Council, all parties, that we're dedicated to just the awareness of the whole situation. And that is one thing that is happening with all, right the way across all the parties, that we're working very well together and promoting mental health awareness in Brentwood Borough.
Because, Julie, this Fitness in Mind initiative, it's a joint thing, isn't it? It's not just the council that's supporting it, but it's actually Essex mental health community behind it. Is that right?
It is. And it's really important, isn't it, to raise awareness across Essex. This issue covers it comes to everybody, doesn't it? Everybody experiences mental health issues.
Yeah.
So it's not just you know, you don't just keep it in places where you think people may experience mental health issues because of deprivation or poverty. It's about, you know, talking to everybody and raising awareness in that way.
Yeah, yeah. Russell, with Fitness in Mind specifically, what is it that the people, the young people, are being asked to sign up for?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the awareness thing, isn't it, in particular? And how I got involved with this, actually, is through the wonderful power of social media. If it wasn't for Twitter and Facebook, I probably wouldn't actually have been aware, apart from the internal stuff that's been done, you know, in terms of the good work by Brentwood Leisure Trust in particular, actually, and Roger Davinson and his team.
Because behind this as well, aren't they?
Absolutely they are. Yeah, yeah. And it's, as we've all said, I think, very, very, very worthy. I think this whole mental health thing, it's totally, I suppose, as David Tees alluded to, really totally underestimated, I think. My mother, bless her, she had some real depression problems for a lot of her life. So, you know, this is something that always sort of, you know, accords with me, really, in terms of, you know, trying to raise the profile of it and show people that suffer from mental health issues that actually there's no stigma to it, and actually that, you know, it should be talked about and it should be dealt with. So I think that's really, really important. So yeah, the awareness thing is great. And I think, as you said as well, the collaboration, if you like, the connection between physical health and mental health. And I think there is absolutely a connection there. Mm. It's extremely worthy. And, yeah, it's going to have us all running around doing stupid things tomorrow.
And Roger, what's your involvement with this?
Well, not like my daughter's actually going to run for me. She's
cop out.
A lot fitter than I am, and a lot younger than I am. She actually did the Brentwood Half Marathon recently, and so I'm going to leave it in her capable legs to do the work for me.
Have any of you got any sort of specific experiences, either personally or people close to you, with particular issues that are particularly close to mind?
Yeah, I've got a grandson who's special education and needs. He had a very bad virus when he was 10 days old, and it killed off quite a few of his brain cells. And amazingly, we never knew what we were going to receive when he actually grew up. We didn't know he was going to walk, talk, hear, see. And an absolute miracle. He's now 5. He's probably delayed by about 18 months, but wonderful little child. He plays football, he sings, he loves life, and it is brilliant. He's at a special education needs school in Southend, which deals with his problems brilliantly. I can only speak highly enough of them. He's very, very lucky to get a place there, because so many of these children slip into the educational system and just don't make it at an ordinary school. The SEN school at Southend certainly does a miracle for him. He's working really well.
Well, that's good to hear. I guess with any sort of issues, it's always a case of firstly knowing that you're not alone, and secondly knowing where to go for support. And that's something that the Essex mental health community is very, very good at actually acting as a catalyst and putting people in touch, isn't it? Look, I'm keen to find out more about the nuclear rush itself, and in particular those of you who are taking part in it, how you're feeling about it, because the weather's not looking that great. It's going to be very muddy.
It doesn't matter, is it?
Very wet. Very horrible.
Wet and muddy.
Yeah. And we will be encouraging people to come along and see a load of politicians get covered in the mud. So do stick around if you can, please. That's Pharrell on Phoenix FM. Alan with you on the Feel Good Saturday for another 35 minutes or so, chatting with 5 councillors from across the political spectrum on Brentwood Borough Council. David T, Russell Quirk, Julie Morrissey, David Kendall and Roger Keeble. Not talking about the elections in a couple of weeks' time, but about Mental Health Awareness Week, which starts on Monday, and in particular Fitness in Mind, which is initially a 6 weeks supported fitness project, which is being run jointly by the Essex Mental Health Community along with Brentwood Leisure Trust, initially for 18 to 25 year olds. Also here is Wayne Banks. Wayne from the Essex Mental Health Community. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Wayne. There was a reason we played that song there.
Yes, we hate this song now.
We're always playing songs we hate. We don't care.
We're promoting a music video that we're going to launch on the 30th of May at an event held at the Brentwood Centre about physical health and mental well-being. The guys who have been designing the video, putting it all together, directing it, all have mental health problems themselves. We put a lot of pressure on them, and they're tired, they're having a day off today, that's why I'm here. But have enjoyed the process, we just don't like the song anymore.
And you were in talking about this with Mike Porter, weren't you?
Yes.
So I think if people want to listen again, it's up there on the website. Go to our homepage, I think. I'm sure it's down there somewhere. Wayne, you're actually taking part tomorrow yourself, aren't you?
Apparently, yeah.
Was it your idea to get involved with this?
I think so. We can't remember who to blame, but it's a group decision. We decided that we wanted to do something fun. We were told this was a fun run initially, then found out it was a mud run, then found out it was an obstacle course run, and it looks quite hard, actually. I should have started training. But I'll do that this afternoon.
Yeah. How long is it, the course?
It's 16 kilometres.
16?
16. It's just 5.
Oh, that's come as a shock to the
It's just 5 to 16.
Yeah, and, we're only doing the 6 kilometres. Yeah. unless they want to continue.
Better, then, sorry, when you say only.
Yeah. Absolute look of panic. But you all look pretty fighting fit. I mean, Russell, you must be doing marathons all the time.
Yeah, every Tuesday and Thursday. I do. No, I'm joking. No.
Seriously, have you got any experience?
No, I can't even run to the car in the morning. So, no. I sort of begrudgingly go to the gym maybe once or twice a month just because I feel I should. But no, I'm completely unfit. So, and I'm proud to say I've done absolutely no training for this whatsoever. I know Mike has. He's been training for several months.
I have done a little bit out in the early mornings before I've gone to work. And I must confess, I did do the Brentwood half marathon. The last time I did that was in 1983. So I'm doing my 31 year anniversary tour.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to carrying Mike and I carrying David T around this course. That's going to make it more interesting, I think.
David, you're not actually taking part in
this. No. I'll be there, and I said I'll cheer them on and I'll pay my fee and help to raise the awareness, and most importantly on this occasion to raise as much money as we possibly can. And I think the aim is £2,000 to £3,000, which goes a long way with what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Roger, you're not doing the course yourself either. You were going to be, weren't you?
I was going to. I've been trying to sell my shop for the last few months, and if I'd have sold it as it should have gone through in March, I'd have done a bit of training and I'd have been there on the start line. But with no training and just a few years over 60, I think it's time to give that one a miss and give it to my daughter.
There's always next year. This will become, I'm sure, an annual event. So your daughter Tabitha is going to be doing that.
That's
so
correct.
Best of luck to her as well. Well done for her for stepping in. Now, obviously, it's twofold, isn't it? It's about raising awareness, and things like coming on the radio and talking about it is all part of that, but also about raising money towards the initial pilot project for Fitness in Mind. This is the pilot, Wayne, for the 18 to 25 year olds, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. We've got funding for a 6-week course, but we'd like to extend this to for 3 years. So we're going for a larger fund later on in the year, but initially we need to extend the project so we've got enough data to go for bigger funding. So we're looking for about £3,000, between £2,000 and £3,000, just to extend it to other age groups. So we want to do sports for younger people, which will be designed by younger people. So we've got 7 to 12 year olds designing their own projects, and 13 to 17 year olds, and then each of the other age groups as we go up.
Well, a very, very worthwhile thing to be supporting. How can people actually give money towards this? It's quite easy, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a text donation number, which is 700070, and if you text BLTX 14 #, and then the amount that you want to give, so £1, £2, £10, how much you want to give, and the information is available on the Brentwood Centre website, and I think on Phoenix FM website as well.
Right, BLTX 14, and then the amount that you want to give, to text that to 700070. It is on the Phoenix website. I'll put it up on my show page on the Phoenix website a little bit later as well. Julie, we haven't heard from you in a little while. What's your take on this? Because you're taking part tomorrow, aren't you?
No.
Hot news from Phoenix FM. Labour councillor dropped out.
No, I've not dropped out. I was always cheerleading from the sidelines because I've been training Mike Lesurf to take part.
Oh, well done.
Yes.
Well
done. You've been delegated.
That's been great. Yeah, thanks for all your help.
Good stuff. Well, that's obviously vitally important. Now, as well as tomorrow's mud race, because it's Mental Health Awareness Week, isn't it? Which is starting on Monday. Is that right, Wayne? Yeah, I'm getting a nod from Wayne. That's tomorrow. At the end of Mental Health Awareness Week, we've got the Firewalk, which is taking place at the Brentwood Centre. I know Phoenix FM is supporting that. None of you guys taking part in that.
No.
I know Roger is from the Brentwood Leisure Trust, isn't he? Is that right?
Is he doing it himself, is he?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Apparently. Wayne says yes.
Yeah. Roger Davidson. So very good luck to Roger. Well done for doing that. I think Greg Dukeson, Phoenix FM's sales guy, he's going to be taking part in that as well. Russell, you were saying that you've actually done something like that before.
I'm not doing this firewalk, but I have done one before. I did one for St Luke's Hospice a few years ago now, and it is terrifying, but one of those things that, I don't know, some weird way you just want to sort of tick off your list, particularly if you're doing it for worthy cause, which I did, and obviously the upcoming one is. There's a huge preparation period before it, so they spend about 2 hours preparing you. But what was interesting was it's actually not about any trickery. There's no sort of, you know, Vaseline on the soles of your feet or, you know, make sure you do a particular thing. It was, a lot of it was about the motivation aspect in terms of actually getting you to the burning embers, as they are, and then encouraging you to make sure you walk across them and don't sort of bottle out, I suppose, and particularly not to stop in the middle to wave to nearby friends and family.
How long were you actually on the coals for?
Oh, 10 seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is quite a long time.
Yeah, it is. And when I did it, I mean, they actually, you know, there's no deception to it. I mean, it really is. They create this bonfire. They scoop out the burning wooden embers with a shovel. They put them onto turf and they're still glowing hot and you walk on them.
Wayne, is it still possible if anybody would like to do the firewalk for Essex Mental Health?
Yes, I think there's a £15 fee to join, but you can do that through
I think isn't Jane Bennett involved in it?
Bennett's funerals, but you can do that through the centre as well if you need to. So Brentwood Centre will also take your registration.
I'd do it again, but only Julie Morrissey does it.
Yeah.
Julie. I'll do it.
Oh, well, there we go. You heard it here first.
We just got a volunteer then.
That's a pledge.
Well, excellent.
That's, well, if Julie will train me, I'll have a go as well.
Yay. Well done, David. Well,
right. Fantastic.
It's all down to me.
Cheerleaders United.
All this political unity we've got going on, it's absolutely tremendous. Look, it is wonderful that you're all coming together to support awareness of these issues, as we were saying earlier, mental health issues, things that affect all of us at some point in our life, just in the way that physical things do as well. So great that there's so much going on in our community. Something to be really proud of, actually, isn't it? So good on you guys for that as well. And thanks all for taking the time to come in. I know it's probably quite a busy time. None of you are actually up for election, because it's a third of the seats, isn't it, in Brentwood this year. None of you are up for election this year?
No, we're not.
But presumably you're out canvassing and supporting your respective...
I was out delivering leaflets this morning for our candidate in Brentwood South.
Well, that's all good exercise, isn't it?
I know, I was up and down the stairs of flats.
There's your training for tomorrow. So
you didn't go through the mud?
No, that is true.
Got rain done.
Okay.
I was having tea and toast.
We do need to leave it there. Wayne, just quickly do remind people of that text number and how they can make a donation to Fitness in Mind.
Yeah, if you text BLTX14 and the amount that you want to give to 70070. And can I just end with one thing? We've got a sign-up week next week for the Fitness in Mind. So anyone between 18 and 25 that wants to come down to the Brentwood Centre, please just turn up. We'll sign you up for the course. It's all free, and we'd love to have you turn up.
And basically what it is a fitness training programme.
Absolutely, yeah. It gets you fit and keeps you mentally fit as well.
Great stuff, and probably make some new friends in the process, I guess. Julie, David, David, Russell, Roger, and Wayne. Thank you all so much for
coming.
Mike.
Mike.
I do apologise, Mike.
That's twice you call me David Kendall. Do it again and see what happens.
Thanks ever so much to all of you for popping in. Those of you who are taking part tomorrow, very, very best of luck. And good luck with your campaigning in the local elections as well.
Thanks, Alan.